the world is facing a chocolate shortage. Demand for chocolate is rising fast, especially in China and India, and the supply of cocoa is declining. In fact, demand is expected to outpace supply within a few years. Now, the U.S. government is teaming up with the private sector to try to stave off a cocoa crisis. Stacey Vanek-Smith from our Planet Money team has that story.
The fate of chocolate might actually rest in Miami, at a plant reserve run by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Dr. Gutierrez, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you.
Osman Gutierrez heads cocoa research for the USDA.
This is a subtropical horticulture research station of the USDA.
It's beautiful, and there was a peacock in my parking place.
Yes, there is a lot of peacocks here.
Cocoa, or cacao, as Gutierrez calls it, is a tough plant to grow. The trees only thrive in tropical climates, and they are very disease-prone.
Well, we have major diseases in cacao across the world. Witch's broom, black pot, frosty pot.
Cocoa farmers lose about 80% of their crops to witch's broom, black pod, and frosty pod. So Gutierrez is working with a team of scientists here to try and breed a new kind of cocoa tree that will resist disease and taste really good. But a lot of time goes by between breeding a new cocoa plant and actually being able to taste its cocoa.
How much time goes by?
At least more than 10 years, 10, 11, yeah.
10 years?
Yeah, because even this is why we are trying to speed it up right now.
To that end, the USDA has teamed up with Mars Chocolate Company. They have a lab here.
So let's go up to the lab and we will show you all the DNA technology that we are using.
Scientist Cecile Tondo uses a hole punch to collect tiny samples of cocoa leaves from all around the world and extract DNA from them.
This is like a cheek swab for a plant.
Yeah, pretty much.
The promising plants are then cloned and grown in petri dishes. But even with all of this technology, creating a cocoa super tree is an uphill battle. Juan Carlos Motomayor is a lead scientist at Mars. He says compared to corn or wheat, cocoa is in the dark ages.
If we compare cacao with many other crops, we're kind of on prehistoric times.
Motomayor says up until recently, there wasn't much investment in cocoa. But now some people are worried that cocoa will see the same fate as corn and trade flavor diversity for productivity.
Is something lost in moving cocoa from an old-fashioned kind of crop to a more modern crop?
I don't think so.
Motomayor says the important thing is that a super cocoa plant would keep farmers in business. Still, the chances of sending cocoa down the same road as corn are slim, says the USDA's Osman Gutierrez.
Breeding is like gambling, you know? You know, the probabilities are maybe one in a million, one in 10 million.
Gutierrez takes me to a greenhouse near the lab to see some of the new varieties. They're about 3 feet high, lined up in rows on a table. It will be years before he'll be able to taste the cocoa from these trees.
How many kinds are in here?
I don't know. Over 100, I guess.
So is the future of chocolate in this room?
Oh, yes, you bet it is. I think it is. This is the future of cacao.
Well, we'll know in a few years anyway. Stacey Vanek-Smith, NPR News.